Live. Hour three is right now. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and they are all free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Well, let's take your phone calls. That's what the show's about. You can call about absolutely anything. We'll go to Renix in New York on the amp line. Hello, Renix.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, just super, Renix. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have a little bit of a story. I graduated from college about 2 years ago. I graduated as an electrical engineer, and immediately afterward, I got sucked into the military-industrial complex like most electrical engineers do. Along the way, I discovered your guys' show, and I signed up for the Free State Project. And,
excellent.
I guess about 6 months ago, like, I really just started to become apathetic with my job, and I was doing it, but I was doing it very begrudgingly because, like, you know, I was working for stolen money, and it was just morally, it was just really, really grating on me.
You were working for stolen money and working on things that'll kill people, right?
Well, not necessarily. Wasn't working for things that were killing people. I was actually working on sonobuoys that help track submarines in the Atlantic for NATO and stuff, and for all types of governments all over the world. So it wasn't just U.S. stolen money. It was stolen money from France and England and all over the place. But
you didn't like the bloodstained paychecks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, anyway, so I ended up getting downsized like a few weeks ago, and instead of taking it as like a bummer and a downer, I've been starting to look at it as a an open opportunity because
yes,
also
absolutely.
At the end of this month, my lease is up on my apartment in New York, so I'm actually glad that Sam is there because I know he's all about, you know, the universe trying to send him a message, so sort of getting that way, you know, in my thinking, it's like, well, I just got laid off, and my lease is up, so for, like, the first time in my life, I'm not tethered to any, you know, any location ever. So I decided I'm just going to up and move to New Hampshire and see how it goes.
That is fantastic. Congratulations.
I hope that you've got some a little bit of money to be able to do the apartment thing and, you know, the opportunity to look for a job thing. And I hope that you get something in electrical engineering.
If you worked for the military-industrial complex and didn't at least sock away some of your paychecks, then shame on you. Yes, I hope you've got some money, too. It's a little easier up here with some savings.
Yeah, I mean, I have a few months' worth of savings, and plus I'm still receiving severance checks for the next month or so. So, I mean, I have a few months' worth of leeway time in doing that, but I'm really, basically, I think tomorrow is what I'm going to do. I've been, like, sort of mulling it over in my mind. Me and my fiance and myself have sort of just been looking for apartments, you know, remotely through, you know, Pork Manor and Craigslist and stuff. So
where
I think
do you
tomorrow
want to...
I'm just going to go, and I'm just driving to Manchester tomorrow. I'm going to go to Tap Room Tuesday and try to, you know, just look for apartments all day Wednesday and Thursday and see what I can find.
Where do you want to take your life from here?
What's going to be different? Like, truthfully, I mean, I liked being an electrical engineer. I liked working with electronics. It's, you know, I'm pretty good at it. I have a very scientific mind, and I, you know, I'm very logical. So, I mean, I would like to find a consumer electronics, you know, company to work for because, at least something that I can produce something instead of, you know, consume. Because even when I was working and producing, I was still, you know, consuming deep down, you know. So,
That might be tough to find in New Hampshire. You may be able to find contract work or, you know, something where you are, where you do have that stipulation.
Not that you've been out looking, Sam.
I mean, no, I haven't.
Do you know? So it would make more sense for you to come and start making connections.
Yeah,
and
you probably have
around.
A better idea of the manufacturers than we do. I know that there's a company called PC Connections that's big in New Hampshire. And
they're a sales company, though, I think, for the most
part.
They
may be. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
But there are, it's my understanding, there are a number of tech sector jobs in New Hampshire. But that's just my,
big.
Just what I've heard. I've never actually done the looking. I know that on the Free State Project's website and forum, there are some job areas. I know that on the NHFree.com forum and FreeKeen to a lesser extent, there are also job areas where people, if they spot something, will just post. And then there are also links to websites where jobs are posted. So that might be something to look at.
How about this? Are you willing to work at Dunkin' Donuts while you look for another job?
Oh, absolutely. I'm willing to do anything.
No problem.
You'll be set.
I've been saying that since the get-go. It's like, I'm willing to do any odd job and anything just to make ends meet because, I mean, I'm not the type of person that just wants to sit around and do nothing all day, you know, and I've been doing that the last week, just, you know, basically trying to get my stuff together and look for, I mean, I've been sending out my resumes over Craigslist and, I mean, because there are actually a bunch of tech centers. I mean, none of that. I think the main reason I want to get in state is because when they see I have a New York address, they kind of just, you know, pass over.
They do.
Whatever.
It's hard to look for a job out of state, and people seem to claim it here in New Hampshire. I don't know, you know, specifically whether it's just a New Hampshire phenomenon or whether this is everywhere, but it seems like it would be everywhere.
It's what I've heard from movers, is that they had an easier time once they got here.
I've had a lot of people try to contact me and, you know, through email and telephones and things like that, that appear to simply want the CEO job of some major corporation delivered to them, you know, the contract delivered to them on a silver platter, and, you know, when can I have that to them? And
no,
those people...
not expecting it, especially seeing I'm just out of school also. So, I mean, I know I'm not going to be able to jump into something big, so I would like to just, you know, like I said, just... Well, really, the reason I'm going to Taproom Tuesdays, and I'm sort of convinced about that on the forum, is because I want to get there, and I want to start networking as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the fastest way to get myself situated and to, you know, get my life moving along again in the way that I want it to.
Yeah, so law of attraction, let's talk that for a second because you brought it up. everything that we've talked about up to now is really just the circumstances of your situation. The law of attraction would say, okay, pick out what you want, hold a picture of it, feel yourself having it, finding that job, finding what's next for you, finding the perfect opportunity, and just sort of hold on to that, feel it, experience it, and watch it sort of come together in whatever way the universe decides.
So you have to be aware. You have to be aware of the opportunities as they're presented to you. You can't just kind of bumble around and not pay attention.
Certainly, you have to be open, but it's really holding the picture of what you want.
Yeah.
I thought the way I understood it was you sort of have to work towards that also. I mean, you just can't.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I can have the idea in my head that, okay, I want to do this and this and this, but if I just sit around and do nothing, you have to be proactive about
right.
it. And that's why I'm trying to, you know, get the ball rolling as quickly as possible.
Absolutely.
Be as proactive about it as possible. So, and plus, that's the type of people that should be moving to New Hampshire anyway. You know, if you're not proactive, you're never going to get there in the first place.
Right. No doubt about it.
And guess who's going to be at Taproom Tuesday tomorrow?
No idea.
Truly.
Awesome. Well, that's exciting, man.
Action is a very important component in this process because, obviously, if you go to Taproom Tuesday, sit over in the corner and drink your beer, nobody's going to come up and offer you and say, hey, you look like a real electrical engineer kind of guy. You know, so, obviously, that stuff isn't going to just happen.
Or the person comes up and says, hey, I want you to meet my friend Joe. And you say, oh, no, that's okay. That could have been the opportunity that was being presented for you just to move forward.
Right. So basically, the way I've heard it described is action is important, but it's not as important as how you feel about what's coming next, about what you are expecting in your life.
How you feel and the intention and the picture that you're holding.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the how.
Exactly, and that's why I've been trying to keep as positive of a mindset as possible because, well, I remember when I grew up, my dad got laid off, like, when I was 10 or 11 or something, and he spent the next, like, month just in bed pouting about it, and it really sort of struck a chord with me that I didn't want... I didn't even want to do that. I didn't want to drag myself down and everyone else down because
the law of attraction will still, in that case, the law of attraction will still be working. It always is working, whether you're aware of it or not. So in your dad's case, if he wanted to be all pouty and angry about it, then he got himself into that rut and kept digging himself deeper into that rut, and nobody's going to step up and save you from that. You've got to save yourself.
Exactly. So, well, I'm very excited about coming, and well, an alternative motive is I've been trying to find a couch or something to sleep on without having to pay for a motel.
That is an easy one. What you want to do is, I don't know what's happening in Manchester, but you can head over to nhfree.com. There are regional sub forums there. You may want to post there. Also at forum.freekeen.com, there's a housing forum there. If you're going to be visiting Keene, you might be able to find a couch to crash on here. But so post in advance of you arriving. It's much more difficult when you just show up and try to figure it out.
Definitely.
Good luck, dude. We'll see you here. It's Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. On your feet! I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment, or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. varadio.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231, it's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them to you. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And by the way, those features include the updates. So if you get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or living trust, even register a trademark. It's empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your next order. It's LegalZoom.com.
All right, toll-free number 800-259-9231. Mark, can we get back to the topic of people and how they think? And, of course, we've talked a lot about cognitive dissonance in the past, and that's the
and confirmation bias.
And confirmation bias, and they're both certainly tied in, I think, to one another. Confirmation bias, as I understand it, is this phenomenon that basically says that when presented with conflicting information to one's existing set of beliefs, one is likely to simply ignore that information and only pay attention to information that confirms one's belief. Therefore, that's why it's called confirmation bias. So you are biased. Typically, people are biased toward what is confirming of their beliefs. And then, of course, cognitive dissonance is sort of the mental mindset.
It's how your mind deals with things that don't correspond to your worldview.
What you do when you're presented with that information is usually you get cognitive dissonance. Is that the feel? It's like a feeling, basically, that you get, right? I don't want to hear this.
Understand it as a feeling. However, it may be that you could just shut off the information completely, mm-hmm. and that could be a form of cognitive dissonance too.
Right. So what the story is that you're sharing with us, and I don't recall where it's from.
It's from Eureka Alert.org.
Okay, and so we just kind of gotten into the discussion. I don't remember where we left off, so if you could.
So it's basically up to this point, I'll recap for you. It's said that if people, by and large, two times as often. 66%.
Oh, they did a lot of studies, right?
Yeah, it's studying a lot of studies, right, is what they did. Two times as often do people choose to hear what it is that they want to hear as opposed to the other side of the story. They gave them the option of listening to things that agreed with their point of view versus disagreed.
Right.
And there's certain personalities that are more likely to want to hear what they want to hear, as opposed to want to hear the other side. And if you firmly believe things, for instance, a political or a religious view, you're less likely to want to hear the other side of those things in those instances.
So the more fervent your belief, the less likely you'll want to hear anything contradictory.
Right. Now, perhaps more
because then it's harder to be wrong, right? I mean, if you firmly believe in something and it turns out that you're misinformed, then that's much more difficult for people to deal with. Like, if it was just something that you'd kind of believed because someone always told you that was the way things were, then it's not as big of a deal if you find out that you were wrong. But if it's something that you've, for instance, maybe built a life on, like being a government bureaucrat, if it's something that is really core, at the core of your belief system, then you don't want to change that.
It shifts from being the idea that's wrong to being me that's wrong.
Mm.
And we like to be right as humans. So,
right,
you know, accepting that I was wrong about this, and everybody that I've went out and talked to about this belief that I've shared my religion or my politics with, it means I've lied to them or I've deceived them, and I look like an idiot right now.
Yeah,
right. And it's kind of how it goes. If you, and for instance, sports teams are also a good example. Mm-hmm. If you live up here, you'll realize the Red Sox are something akin to a religion. So it's very similar. If I say the Red Sox suck, the person that likes the Red Sox finds that to be a personal attack on themselves. Hmm. You're not saying that some baseball team, it's not the same as saying the Expos, where are they from? I don't know. Arizona Expos suck. Because a person who likes the Red Sox wouldn't really care if you said that. They probably don't have any feeling at all. Very few people have any feeling about the Expos, as I understand it. And so, sorry, Expos fans.
Isn't that Montreal or something?
I have no idea. I think it used to be. I think they moved. I don't know.
All right.
So the but if it's your team, you feel terrible about what's been said. You feel like it's a personal attack on yourself, and it's just the same with religion and politics and all those other things. So when you know you say something about somebody's political views that disagrees with them, they can take that internally, you know, on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so perhaps more surprisingly, people who have little confidence in their own beliefs are less likely to expose themselves to contrary views than people who are more confident in their own ideas.
Oh, that is surprise.
Very confident. Certain factors can also induce people to seek out opposing points of view, she said. Those who...
To prove how right they are in comparison to them?
That would be one of the reasons.
Yeah.
Those who may have publicly defend their ideas, such as politicians, for example, are more motivated to learn the views of those who oppose them in the process, she said. They find that their own ideas evolve.
But the purpose is not to learn about the other people's viewpoint. The purpose is to learn how to combat the other person's viewpoint, not to necessarily be open-minded to it while you're reading it. I mean, it may sink in anyway as you're researching the opposing view, but they're researching the opposing view with the overarching mindset of, okay, how can I defeat this, right?
To some extent, that's what's being said.
Yes.
Or at least find out more about it and so they can rebut it. So anyway, if you're going to buy a house, people who are more likely to expose themselves to opposing ideas when it is useful to them in some way. If you're going to buy a house, you really like the house, you're still going to have to have it inspected. No matter how much you may like your surgeon, you may seek out a second opinion before scheduling a major operation. For the most part, it seems that people tend to stay with their own beliefs and attitudes because changing those might prevent them from living the lives that they're living. But it's good news that out of the three times, or close to that they're willing to seek out the other side. So people are willing to expose themselves between, 25 and 33% of the time, they're willing to expose themselves to new and different things. And that's really how people's opinions evolve and change.
Well, and one of the reasons why I think the Free State Project is so useful, and I know we talk a lot about it because I think it's brilliant.
Because we're zealots.
Right.
Please call in and watch how cognitive dissonance and confirmation bias work.
Right, yes. Give us an alternative to look at. We've looked at the seasteading thing and praised it. I think.
Seasteading, I don't have a problem with seasteading.
It's not here yet.
A decade likely. They've got a ways to go.
Need some money.
They're looking for all kinds of things.
So we're open-minded, right? I mean, we want to hear. I ask for people to give me something, a better idea than the Free State Project. I definitely want to hear it.
And if you want, if you really do think that you have an idea that's better than the Free State Project, here's an opportunity to open yourself up to to these the hearing other sides, because most people are just saying whatever they think that their idea is better, whatever it is, and. Honestly,
put it to the test.
I don't see that. But
but what I was going to say is one of the reasons why the Free State Project is such a great idea of concentrating liberty-minded activists in one geographic area is because it increases our numbers, and that means that more people, average folk who may not necessarily have a real liberty viewpoint like we do, are going to encounter the liberty viewpoint more often.
Right, they'll have more exposure.
And the more they get hit with that message in various different ways, television, radio, from their friends, from their coworkers, the more likely they're going to take it seriously, the more likely you're going to analyze it and possibly accept it and embrace it. More on the way here. You bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line in here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away to you, so enjoy those on us, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version and a dial-up version. Maybe even a webcam, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. You can call about anything, toll free number 800-259-9231. Let's talk smoking. We're going to go internationally here, Mark, and you've got a story from down in.
This one baffles me. There's so many about the things about this story that confuse me. This is from theage.com.au, so it's from Australia, and it's entitled Smokers Support Cigarette Price Hike. Smokers support increased prices.
Tax us more!
Smokers
we're bad.
Support increased prices for cigarettes when the money is used to stop people from taking up the habit, said Public Health Association of Australia. The anti-smoking group backs a proposal before the federal government to raise the excise tax on cigarettes, which would lift the price to a pack of 30 cigarettes, which their packs must look different than ours because ours are 20. For 20 Class A cigarettes, to above $20. Now,
how many classes of cigarettes are there?
I believe that there's Class A and Class B cigarettes.
Okay.
And then a roll your own.
It's like Class B, just kind of the crappy tobacco or something, or what?
I think that the clove cigarettes are considered Class B. You're getting beyond what I know about cigarettes here, but I believe that to be the case. So just in case they're talking about Australian dollars here, and I suspect they are, I converted what 20 Australian dollars are in U.S. for the Yankees among us here, and it is... $16 U.S. currently on the monetary exchange. So try to imagine...
$16 for a pack of 30 or 20?
Pack of 30.
Okay, so if you do the division, then that's 12 bucks? No, 10?
$10 a pack.
Yeah. I didn't do that particular division, but thank you for that. So 10 bucks for a pack of cigarettes. Can you imagine $10 for a pack of cigarettes?
I bet New Yorkers can imagine that, because I think it's about that in New York City, isn't it?
$7, $8, I think, yeah.
We had somebody call in from Montana who smokes a particular brand of cigarettes, the American Spirits brand, and they're $10 a pack. So I guess it's not unheard of in the United States, but gosh, 10 bucks for a pack of cigarettes just seems outlandish to me. I used to sell them when I worked in the canteen at the prison I was at in 1996 for $2 a pack.
Mm. And that was a prison price. Or no, that was for the guards.
That was for the guards, but it wasn't out. That was pretty comparable.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's 1996 to now. That's an incredible amount of inflation in the price.
Well, now, wait a minute. Whoa. Careful now.
You said inflation, the
inflation incorrectly.
I didn't say inflation.
Inflation is an increase in the money supply.
Yes.
The price has gone up. Yes.
But price can, however, inflate by going up.
Yes, okay, true.
Tobacco tax is the single most effective way of reducing smoking, says the association's president, Mike Dobb.
No, the most effective way is to put everybody in a padded cell.
The second is public education. Yesterday, the government hinted support for such measures, reiterating the significant social and health community and community costs of tobacco use. What are the community costs? The National Preventative Health Task Force was
dead targeted, people, I guess, Mark.
Yes. Targeted, maybe they have socialized medicine there. I don't know. It's targeted tobacco as a priority, and its report will assist the Australian government to reduce smoking rates. But the plan was met with cynicism by the coalition. The coalition spokesman for health, Peter Dutton, said the tax hike was a revenue-raising exercise similar to the tax increase in the Alco-Pops. I guess these are the
wine coolers,
Bartles and James things. Yep. Yeah, it's nothing to do with health outcomes. It's all to do with them trying to balance an out of control budget, he said. The federal government rejected the coalition's proposal to increase the cigarette excise in May. The increased revenue was presented as a way to alleviate the tax burden created by the crush of people abandoning the private system. Apparently, you know, if you offer free health care, some people won't want to pay for health care that they could pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Mr. Dutton said the government was using the task force report as a smokescreen for a policy about face and had to come clean. Don't try and dress all of these issues up as health issues when they really are just about the red government trying to grab money. Preventative Health Task Force also recommended plainer packaging for cigarettes to dull their appeal.
Don't they already have that down there? Don't they have the boring packaging with the pictures of the blackened lungs and the dead babies and
stuff?
They have
the big pictures on them. I don't know if they have boring packaging. Now they're just trying to make it even worse. The measure was opposed by tobacco companies, which said the move to stamp out advertising violated competition principles, but Professor Dobbs said the industry's opposition was a signal to the measure would work to reduce smoking.
The government would... Wait, Mark, can you do this in an Australian accent?
I cannot, no.
Okay.
The government would analyze the report's findings and respond in due time, the spokeswoman said. Now,
wait, is this going to happen or not? It was proposed earlier this year, and it's up again?
They're just talking about it at this point. So
the proposals come back around again? Because it sounded like they defeated it earlier.
They did defeat it earlier, but they're claiming that the government's coming back around with it.
They'll never stop. Of course, yeah.
This is how things happen. This is how the stuff gets through. They pound it, and they pound it, and pound it, and pretty soon of course, the government says, oh, no, we couldn't do another tax. I just couldn't. And then they say, all right, if you insist, we'll tax you a little more.
Right. Find five smokers who will say, please tax us more, and then that's reason enough to
That they're going to do it on, to get people to quit smoking. And I'm not saying that that's a particularly good reason. I think that people should be able to make their decisions. I do also believe that tobacco is the most addictive substance on the planet. But
is it nicotine that's the most addictive?
Nicotine is. And I believe that people should be able to make those decisions themselves. you know, the idea that people, the government will actually spend it on what it's supposed to is ludicrous. If you look at all these settlements with the tobacco companies and the states were supposed to put all these anti-smoking campaigns in place, man, they spent that money. And
how much? How much would this be for an ounce of tobacco?
I don't know. It's getting up there, though.
You know, at some point, it's going to become cost-effective to set up the grow lights in your basement and grow tobacco.
Tobacco plants, sure.
And sell underground cigarettes to your friends. I mean, that's what this is eventually leading to. And then we'll have to have a war on tobacco, and we'll have to kick in people's doors.
They already do. I remember a story from a few years ago after New York City came through with its new taxes that brought the cigarette packs up to $7, $8, $9 a pack.
Yeah.
I remember hearing a story about how they have these, and I bet you if you Google it, you'll find a story about what they've been doing recently.
Selling it off the back of the truck.
But they called the government guys formed what they called the Cigarette Interdiction Squad, if I'm recalling correctly, the CIS, Department of the Police. And so that's exactly what they were doing. They were going out and doing sting operations, trying to bust people who were buying, for instance, cartons, I guess is what they're called, cartons and cartons, boxes full of cartons of cigarettes in other states, bringing them into New York City and then selling them on the street or whatever it is, however they were selling them out, whether they were selling single cigarettes or selling the packs, they were selling them on the street. And so the Cigarette Interdiction Squad's job was to do exactly what you're talking about. So it already happened.
Yeah. Well, and it's going to work.
Bigger.
It's going to work this time.
Yeah, the war on drugs, prohibition and all
No, this is the war on cigarettes. It's different. This one will work.
Well, they'll tell you this one's working if you ask the right people.
Of course.
Well, I do think that to some extent it's effective by raising the price. I mean, some people just say, you know, this is it for me. I'm not saying that that's a good reason. I'm just saying it's effective. I, for instance, quit smoking because they raised the taxes on cigarettes. Mine was a moral decision because I didn't. I really can't stop paying taxes with the way things are with my family right now. My wife relies on me completely, and she's not comfortable with the idea of me not paying federal income tax. However, the idea of me, you know, bothering her about not wanting to pay federal income tax is really disingenuous when I'm willingly giving the federal government hundreds of dollars a year in taxes.
Cigarette tax.
While I'm smoking, and that's just wrong. They use that money to hurt people, kill people in foreign countries. I, you know, from a moral and philosophical standpoint, I can't do that.
So, I would say yours is a very unique kind of story there.
But price motivates people in the marketplace.
It does motivate. Price does motivate, but as Sam said, people will start doing their own tobacco production or buy somewhere else, and it's most people are just going to buy it in another state and truck it in.
People suggested that I grow tobacco plants at my house, and you know, I mean, it's not a terrible idea, but it's going to be a while until those plants are mature, and then you have to dry them and all that.
Yeah, there's a process involved. I don't know how lengthy it is. I don't know if it's I don't know if it's to the point where I don't think it's to the point where it's really profitable. It'd be easier to just truck it in from somewhere else. But nonetheless, the black market will bring in lower prices than the gray market or whatever you want to call it. The alternate market, the free market, if you will bring in cigarettes to consumers and save them a few bucks at this point because it's not a total prohibition.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-250-0146. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today. At 800-250-0146 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-250-0146. That's 800-250-0146. Again, 800-250-0146.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting, chewable, containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to OrderChoose.com.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Anything, you can dial toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, to the second most tobacco-smoking estate in the United States, it is Jerry, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hey, Jerry.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm a friend of Paco. You may remember him as owning the Black Hawk Saloon.
Yeah,
here.
Paco, Kerry Paco Ellison, heroic man. Can you recap for our listeners why he's notable?
He's notable because he's going against the health department here. The health department shut down smoking from all bars in our county.
Mm-hmm.
And Paco was the only one that decided that it was illegal and not their right to tell him how to run his business. So he not only allowed smoking, he invited smoking into his establishment, even though he himself is not a smoker. It's about rights. And
about
he's
property
still
rights.
Bucking the system.
Yep, and we had Kerry Paco. I guess he goes by Paco. We had him on the show, and a very heroic man. In the face of the government's threats against his business and against his freedom, he decided to allow people to continue smoking on his premises.
Right. Well, here's the sad thing about this. West Virginians, I don't know about the rest of the country other than California, but West Virginians are notorious for not getting involved with anything that they should be involved with. They won't protest anything. They won't rally around a cause.
No, welcome to America.
That's the whole country.
Yeah, okay.
Country.
So So Paco decides to have, you know, like a smoker's protest late last fall, and I went to it, and so did three other people. Now, here's all the press, and here's like four of us, and, you know, we're not a threat to anyone. And but there's so many thousands of smokers here, and for smoke or for the rights of the people, and but no one will show up here. Now, compare that with the little country of Estonia. Estonia is my second home. I go there every year. I've met with government officials. I've studied the culture and history for the last 7 years. I love that little country. Now, 3 days ago, on the border of Estonia, Estonia, folks, in case you don't know where it's at, it's the northernmost Baltic country. There's Estonia, Latvia, and then Lithuania.
One of the former Soviet states.
Right, right. And so all three of these little nations border Russia. Now, along the border, there is a river in the little city of Narva, Estonia, and mostly Russians left over from the Cold War live there. They're now, you know, kind of Estonia citizens, I guess. They're allowed to cross the border and go into Russia and purchase things. One of the main items they purchase is cigarettes. They're allowed to bring back, or at least they were until 3 days ago, they were allowed to bring back 10 packs of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
A new law went into effect 3 days ago that said you can only bring back one pack of cigarettes. Immediately, immediately that day, 1,000 people hit the streets in protest of this. You know, there's so many things to worry about over there right now because their economy is in trouble just like ours is.
Mm-hmm.
And but yet, people, it seems like people in other parts of the world, especially Europe, will protest at the drop of a hat, while us fat, dumb, happy Americans will just sit back and take it. And I have never understood that.
Hang on, Jerry. With these people who are going across the border, I mean, the same thing is true in Mexico. There are runners who will bring drugs across, prescription drugs, whatever, and then mail them once they're on the other side. Could these people be doing that to make a living, and that's why it's so important, because the state has come in and put its foot down and it has personally affected them? Because that, when that happens here in the U.S., that's when people seem to wake up and seem to start caring, is when the state comes in and crushes them and it affects them personally. That's when they're willing to go out and do something.
Right. I'm not sure how many of these people were, you know, maybe selling them in their own little stores or were using them for their, you know, using the cigarettes for their own use.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. And I'm sure it wasn't that, I mean, the country wasn't losing that much money, I don't think.
Okay.
Because, yeah, but it, the point, I guess, that I'm making is it doesn't take a tremendous, huge issue for people in other parts of the world to get out and protest the simplest things, and over here, major things happen. And I used to say this all the time: you can't get more than 10 West Virginians together to protest anything unless you offer an all-you-can-eat buffet.
You know, I've made this same observation in the past. I remember that the recently in France, it was within the last couple of years at least, they had talked about diminishing the rules that companies had as far as you know, how they could fire people,
mm-hmm.
so that they could hire more young people. That was the idea, was to relax the rules for the first 2 years, give a sort of a probationary period for young people to be hired on, so that they would be more easy to fire as long as they hired them. These people, by the young people, you know, it's a huge unemployment rate in France. So the young people went to the streets and started throwing Molotov cocktails and flipping cars over because the government was going to, you know, change these rules on how it was that they were going to be employed. But likely they would have been employed when they weren't already. So it's
right.
It was very strange to me.
Well, whether they're protesting for reasons you agree with
right.
or not, Mark, is not the point. What he's pointing out is that he feels like people in other countries are more likely to get active. And maybe that's true. I don't know. I've certainly never seen a study done on it, but the apathy in America is quite striking. And I think that maybe, I'm going to speculate here, maybe it has something to do with the fact that, yes, Americans are fat and lazy and very happy with their lives in general.
And we're told that we're free all the time and
right.
that we have the greatest
the best country
nation on
ever.
Earth.
Oh, by the way, fellas, I'm glad you brought that up, because I've been telling all my friends for the last 7 years, I don't feel any freer than when I go to Europe, and especially to Estonia. There are many less laws, many less things to worry about there.
Yes.
Than there are here in America.
Well, and in Estonia, you've got a situation where within the last 2 decades, they have, or about 2 decades ago as of this point, they have had a complete overhaul in the way things were done. I mean, it used to be a Soviet state, 1989, I think it was, when all that came crashing down. So maybe the folks in Estonia are a little more Johnny on the spot, and they realize how important it is for them to pay attention to what's going on and are a lot more interested in that because it's a fresher thing for them.
The culture is different. I have a group of French friends that I hang out with. A girl's brother came over, and I had a conversation with him about politics, and we covered some libertarian ideas and so forth. And he said to me, you know, he had been here for a week, met lots of people. He said, you're the first one that I've had a real conversation with since I've been here. And that's apparently pretty normal over in France, is for them to talk about politicians, talk about these issues, things that concern them. But over here in America, it's Britney Spears. We have this corporate-controlled media that's in bed with government and is really spinning things to just keep Americans fat, dumb, and happy. Just
now,
like
let me close with this. Estonia was the first country in the world, I think, to install a flat tax.
That's right.
Their new country's tax base when they came out from under the Soviet dictatorship. And that, you know, they vote via computer from their homes for their president. They're very progressive in many, many ways over there. And,
yeah, I've heard really good things about Estonia. How often do you spend time over there?
I go over there every year, occasionally twice a year.
Well, give us a call. I mean, if you think about it, next time you come back from there and
more observations. We love observations.
I love hearing
from Estonia.
I love hearing from people that are in other parts of the world and what's going on there. I mean, we've got our listener Gene, the Christian anarchist, that takes trips to China every year, and he always calls us with his observations and, you know, what's changed from last year to this year.
There are countries that I'm particularly interested in, though. I'm interested in what's going on in Ireland. I hear that's one of the freest countries in the world.
Yeah.
Estonia is up there.
Yes, it is.
There's a province in Switzerland called Zug, which apparently is the the libertarian paradise where the tax rate is below 10%, and there's all kinds of civil liberties. But, I don't know. I want to hear more about this.
Estonia
so
is one of those places. So next time you come back, if you think of us, give us a call and give us a report.
Will do. Just came back 3 weeks ago, and it's a great place. Talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Jerry, for the call tonight. We got enough time for Jonathan. Jonathan, you got about 20 seconds for your thoughts. Go ahead. In Oklahoma. Jonathan in Oklahoma going once.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Go quick.
Okay. Hey, I just got a question. Have you ever heard of an emergency order of detainment?
Is that like if somebody's going crazy, you can call the cops and they'll put them in a crazy house for a few days?
Hello?
We're still here, but...
Okay, a medical doctor, if somebody attempts a suicide, then essentially a medical doctor can riot for...
Yep. Yeah, I have heard of those. I wish we had time to talk about it. Call us tomorrow night. We can discuss it then. It's been Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1903, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.